Welcome everybody to the Saturday 6 p.m. Higgins speaker meeting of Narcotics Anonymous. And can we please have a moment's silence to remember the still suffering addict in and out of these rooms? Thank you, guys. And there are a couple of notices up at the beginning of the meeting in the text box, if you just have a quick look at those. Take notice of them. But yeah, tell them we're welcome to our kind of ninth year celebration meeting. Really glad that people have come to join us. It's nice to see some old faces and some new faces in the meeting tonight. We're having a bit of a departure from our normal format of the speaker. We'll kind of get to that as we go along. We have some meeting reminders to start with, which are, please remember to listen to the similarities and not the differences. Let me get to the right place. There I am. Please be mindful of others needing to share after meeting is large. And in order to share, allow a maximum of people to share, we ask you to share the time. Please remember to mute microphones for not sharing. Please be mindful it is the conscience of this group not to use video, and we thank you for respecting that. If you use today on a maintenance program, please listen to what has been said and talk to someone in the meeting after the meeting. We're happy for attendees to post in the text box, so we'll please refrain from cross-sharing and chit-chatting. Keep the atmosphere positive, keeping an atmosphere of recovery, and ask if you wouldn't do it in a face-to-face meeting that you wouldn't do it here. If you're new to a meeting, welcome. We're glad that you're here. Please check out our guidelines page. The link to it is there. And it is possible to call into these meetings by mobile or landline from over 40 countries around the world. And there's a link there that takes you to a page where it'll tell you how to do that, where to get the numbers and how to go about that process. And if you have any questions about our meeting or anything else to do with recovering in NA, please send us an email to meetings@higna.org.uk and we'll do our best to answer your questions. And you can also use this email to request items of any literature in digital format if you can't get them anywhere else. So thank you for that. And we're going to start this meeting in the usual way with some readings in the basic text. And I'm going to ask if people will be kind enough to volunteer and read them. So could someone please tell us who is an addict?
My name's Jim. I'm an addict.
Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Who is an addict? Most of us do not have to think twice about this question. We know. A whole life in thinking was centered in drugs in one form or another, the getting and using and finding ways and means to get more. We live to use and use to live. Very simply, an addict is a man or woman whose life is controlled by drugs. They are people in the grip of a continuing and progressive illness whose ends are always the same: jails, institutions, and death. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right,
Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Could I then ask someone to tell us what is the Narcotics Anonymous program?
I'm Mark. I'm an addict.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
What is the Narcotics Anonymous program? NA is a non-profit fellowship or society of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem. We have recovering addicts who meet regularly to help them sleeping. This is a program of complete abstinence from all drugs. There is only one requirement for membership, the desire to stop using. We suggest that you keep an open mind and give yourself a break. Our program is a set of principles written so simply that we can follow them in our daily lives. The most important thing about them is that they work. There are no strings attached to NA. We are not affiliated with any other organizations. We have no initiation fees or dues, no pledges to make, no pledges to sign, no promises to make to anyone. We are not connected with any political, religious or law enforcement groups and under no surveillance at any time. Anyone may join us regardless of age, race, sexual identity, creed, religion or lack of religion. We are not interested in what or how much you used, who your connections were, what you have done in the past, how much or how little you have, but only what you want to do about your problem and how we can help. The newcomer is the most important person at any meeting because we can only keep what we have by giving our way. We have learned from our group experience that those who keep coming to our meetings regularly stay clean.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. And could someone then tell us why we're here?
Yeah, I'm Steve.
Hi,
Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, all. Why are we here? Before coming to the Fellowship of NA, we could not manage our own lives. We could not live and enjoy life as other people do. We had to have something different, and we thought we found it in drugs. We placed their use ahead of the welfare of our families, our wives, our husbands, and our children. We had to have drugs at all costs. We did many people great harm, but most of all, we harmed ourselves. Through our inability to accept personal responsibilities, we were actually creating our own problems. We seem to be incapable of facing life on its own terms. Most of us realised that in our addiction, we were slowly committing suicide. But addiction is such a cunning enemy of life that we had lost the power to do anything about it. Many of us ended up in jail or sought help through medicine, religion and psychiatry. None of these methods were sufficient for us. Our disease always resurfaced or continued to progress until in desperation, we sought help from each other in Narcotics Anonymous. After coming to NA, we realised we were sick people. We suffered from a disease from which there is no known cure. It can, however, be arrested at some point and recovery is then possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
And could someone then please tell us how it works?
I'll do that. I'm a grateful recovering addict today. My name is Hilma Ray.
Hi, Hilma.
Hi, all. Okay, if you want to what we have to offer and are willing to make the effort to get it, then you are ready to take certain steps. These are the principles that made our recovery possible. One, we admitted that we were powerless of our addiction, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, we admitted to God, to ourselves and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, we humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, we made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, we made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. We continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. We sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry the message to addicts and to practice these principles in all our affairs. This sounds like a big order and we can't do it all at once. We didn't become addicted in one day, so remember, easy does it. There's one thing more than anything else that will defeat us in our recovery. This is an attitude of indifference or intolerance towards spiritual principles. Three of these, though indispensable, are honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. With these, we are well on our way. We feel that our approach to the disease of addiction is completely realistic, for the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. We feel that our way is practical, for one addict can best understand and help another addict. We believe that the sooner we face our problems within our society, in everyday living, just that much faster do we become acceptable, responsible, and productive members of that society. The only way to keep from returning to active addiction is not to take that first drug. If you are like us, you know that one is too many and a thousand never enough. We put great emphasis on this, for we know that when we use drugs in any form or substitute one for another, we release our addiction all over again. Thinking of alcohol as different from other drugs has caused a great many addicts to relapse. Before we came to NA, many of us viewed alcohol separately, but we can't afford to be confused about this. Alcohol is a drug. We are people with a disease of addiction who must abstain from all drugs in order to recover. Thank you.
Thank you,
Hilmar.
Thank you, Hilmar. Thank you, Hilmar. And thank you, everybody, again, who's helped us open the meeting by doing some readings. Take this opportunity to welcome those that have joined us since we first started, and we hope that you welcome to any visitors, and particularly welcome to any newcomers. In fact, a huge welcome to any newcomers to our fellowship today, and we hope you hear something that's going to encourage you to keep coming back. And like we said, this is a bit of a departure from what we normally do on a Saturday night. And although this is just another NA meeting, there is a bit of thing going on. This is the ninth year that this meeting has been running, and we're going to kind of do something a little bit different. And I'd really like to start this meeting off by doing a reading, and then I'm going to introduce our first speaker. So. And I kind of picked this at random and didn't make a decision about what I was going to read until about 5 minutes ago. So this is tradition one. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on NA unity. Our first tradition concerns unity and our common welfare. One of the most important things about our new way of life is being a part of a group of addicts seeking recovery. Our survival is directly related to the survival of the group and the fellowship. To maintain unity within Narcotics Anonymous, it is imperative that the group remain stable or the entire fellowship perishes and the individual dies. It wasn't until we came to Narcotics Anonymous that recovery became possible. This program can do for us what we could not do for ourselves. We became part of a group and found that we could recover. We learned that those who did not continue to be an active part of the fellowship faced a rough road. The individual is precious to the group, and the group is precious to the individual. We never experienced the kind of attention and personal care that we found in the program. We are accepted and loved for who we are, not in spite of who we are. No one can revoke our membership or make us do anything that we do not choose to do. We follow this way of life by example rather than direction. We share our experience and learn from each other. In our addiction, we consistently placed our personal desires before anything else. In Narcotics Anonymous, we find that what is best for the group is usually good for us. Our personal experiences while using differ from one another. As a group, however, we have found many common themes in our addiction. One of these was the need to prove self-sufficiency. We had convinced ourselves that we could make it alone and proceed to live life on that basis. The results were disastrous. In the end, each of us had to admit that self-sufficiency was a lie. This admission was the starting point of our recovery and is a primary point of unity for the fellowship. We had common themes in our addiction. We find that in our recovery we have much in common. We share a common desire to stay clean. We have learned to depend on a power greater than ourselves. Our purpose is to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. Our traditions are the guidelines that protect us from ourselves. They are our unity. Unity is a must in Narcotics Anonymous. That is not to say that we do not have our disagreements and conflicts. We do. Whenever people get together, there are differences of opinion. However, we can disagree without being disagreeable. Time and again in crisis, we have set aside our differences and worked for the common good. We have seen two members who usually do not get along work together with a newcomer. We have seen a group doing menial tasks to pay rent for their meeting hall. We have seen members drive hundreds of miles to help support a new group. These activities and many others are commonplace in our fellowship. Without these actions, NA could not survive. We must live and work together as a group to ensure that in a storm, our ship does not sink and our members do not perish. We have faith in a power greater than ourselves. Hard work and unity will survive. We will, hard work and unity, we will survive and continue to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. I love that reading. I love that tradition. And it kind of motivates everything that we do here. You know, with that, I'm going to introduce our first speaker. It's not going to be a main share. I'm just going to ask this individual to share her experience, strength and hope, and a little bit of the history of how this group came about. As one of the founder members of this group, I don't think we've ever given her an opportunity to do that. So it gives me absolute pleasure to ask Debs, if you would please share with us for 10 or 15 minutes about what Higna means to you and how it all started. So over to you, Debs. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
My name's Debs, and I am a grateful recovering addict.
Hello, Debs.
Hi, Debs. Hi, Debs. Lovely to see you.
And it's lovely to see you all too, and so many new faces to me as well. You know, I was I stepped into a meeting a couple of weeks ago. I've been doing a few evening meetings because it's actually worked better with what I'm doing work wise at the minute. And I think it was a Monday night meeting I ventured into, or one night anyway, and I didn't know who the chair was or any of the people were, and I was made very welcome, and I had several PMs kind of, you know, you're obviously new to the group and here's our number if you need us. And I'm thinking, Jesus, where has that time gone then? I'm not new to the group. I'm not new to any of the groups. I'm one of the two people that started this all off. And the more people that become part of Higna, the less people that know that, I guess. And it's, you know, it's 9 years old, and I find that quite hard to believe. Steve reminds me every year because I've got a memory like a flipping sieve. And so I guess that means that Steve and I have been friends, very dear friends, for probably about 11 years. And without wishing to embarrass him, it's fair to say Steve appeared in my life. I can remember Steve appearing in my life. We were... I was doing service on another platform, and Steve just appeared, and I can remember watching him share and thinking, Jesus, you know, this guy's got some serious clean time under his belt. And the meetings that I was chairing then were very much for the beginner, of which you're the newcomer, you know, people with, if they were lucky, a couple of years under their belt. And I was one of those people. And I've never told him this, but I remember thinking, I need to direct message this guy, and I need to sink my hooks into him because we need him. and we got on, you know. We both have our different personalities don't clash, they blend well together, and we became great friends. And subsequently, Steve helped me through a very, very difficult period with a previous sponsor that I had, and at a point when I thought I might relapse, and he picked me up and supported me through that. And subsequently, I appointed him as my official sponsor, and he has been that ever since. Such as sponsoring Debs ever is. I would describe myself probably as the firecracker that goes off in all tangents, and Steve is the guy that pulls it all together and makes sense out of it for me. But you know, 9 years ago, Steve and I was about 2 years clean then, 2-3 years clean, I guess. I'm just coming up 13 years clean. And I need to step back a bit further than that, really. I did a couple of weeks in rehab. My drug of choice is alcohol, and I was in a bad way. And I did a couple of weeks in rehab before I actually got clean. I got clean in rehab, then came out and cracked on with it again. I shan't bore you with the full-length Debs version, but one thing I did learn in rehab was they sent us to... they sent me to the other meetings, and which I didn't get on at, and they said, well, you know what, why don't you go and try an NA meeting? And I went to my first ever NA meeting, and I could still count on one hand how many live NA meetings, face-to-face meetings I've been to. It's that few. And, excuse me, I went into this meeting in Nottingham. It was a busy meeting. And I picked up my, I don't know if I picked a key tag up there or somewhere else, I can't remember. But I remember just sitting down and thinking, wow. You know, for all the years in active addiction, I thought I was alone. I thought that I needed psychiatric help. I thought that there was something so death-defyingly wrong with me that I was never going to pull through it. I didn't realise, I had no concept whatsoever, that I was actually an addict and that there were people out there that were in exactly the same boat as me. And this meeting, it blew me out of the water. I couldn't believe it. I felt like I was amongst friends. I felt like I was at home. And that I'd arrived, that suddenly I was with people, and they were, you know, they were all talking the same language that I was talking. And they'd all got my problems, and they were doing something about it. And I realised that there was a solution. And I went back to the centre I was staying at, and I said, you know, this NA, this works for me. This is, I really enjoyed it. And they could see that. And so I was in Nottingham at rehab because my parents live near there. And but I live in the middle of nowhere in Cumbria. And I can remember them saying, well, we need to find a meeting near you because this clearly is going to work for you. And I was really excited and buoyed up and you know, yeah, this is good. I was positive about the future going forward. And they came back to me and said, there are no meetings near where you live. You need to move. At which point I just said, whoa, excuse me, it's just not that simple. I live with an agricultural contractor and we have a farm. And I can't just go home and announce that 70, 80 odd years worth of farming needs to pack up and move because there's no NA meetings near it. And I remember feeling incredibly despondent at that point. And anyway, I left rehab and relapsed and various things happened that were none of them very nice, family stuff. But I eventually got clean the following Christmas. And up until that point, I had had no further contact with NA. And I remember kind of before, just before I knew I'd got to get clean, I collapsed. I had a heart seizure and that, you know, that was my rock bottom. But I'd started to do some research in NA in this area online because, I knew I was near my rock bottom. I couldn't carry on. And I found online meetings and joined them. And I did them for 2 or 3 years and they saved me. You know, there is no two ways about that. I got clean and I stayed clean. Within, I think, 5 months, I was asked if I would like to do some service. My recovery was spinning along and someone said to me, you know, I really think service might actually help you even more than this is doing now. So I stepped up and I did it under, you know, not normally people at 5 months don't get asked to do service, but I did. And I relished it and I started new meetings and it was great. And one night Steve strolled in and the friendship formed and that, you know, we carried on down that road for quite some time, if I recall. And but the more I talked to Steve, who had and still does have an impressive amount of clean time, and certainly more than I'll probably ever get at my time of life, but I realised that I was dealing with somebody who'd been here a long time and who knew what the ropes were and who understood that after 2 or 3 years of doing service and stuff like that, my life would start to change because I only ever wanted to live life on life's terms without having to pour alcohol down my neck to do it. And that's the bottom line for me. That's how simple my recovery is to me. And we both started to get a bit disgruntled. And to cut a very long story short, we quit and we took another guy with us as well. And we did it en masse. And that kind of scared me, really, because I thought, Christ, you know, what the hell else are we going to do? I suddenly don't have meetings. And so we set up Steve set it up, the Highlands and Islands group. And I didn't speak to him for about a week or more, and he just said to me, I've set up this group, and I want you to come and be part of it, and we need two signatures on the bank account, and I need someone I can trust to do that. So we did it, and we just did it on Skype, and we literally set up a meeting. I think, if memory serves me right, we could sit about 15 people in comfortably before mine and Steve's broadband started to throw wobblies. But for several weeks, there was just Steve and I, and we had three meetings a week, if I remember, two or three meetings a week. They were lunchtime meetings, and I used to chair the Monday one, and I think I used to chair the Wednesday one, and I'm not sure Steve did a weekend meeting, and that was it. And we worked really hard at getting the message out there that, you know, we're here, we're trying a new meeting. And of course, Steve at that point, he still is far better connected in NA circles than I will ever hope to be, or ever probably wish to be, if I'm really honest about it. And we just plodded along. And before we knew it, the meetings were starting to get busy, and we started to get five or six people in every meeting. Same people, and they had the same needs that we had. You know, they were in areas, or through disability or other reasons, they couldn't get on a bus and or get in a car and get to a face-to-face meeting. And it grew, and, you know, here we are. The rest, as they say, is history. Here we are. We were then, Steve then introduced Jay, I know he's in here somewhere, introduced Jay into the scenario, and you know, we've never looked back, and Jay is not somebody I've ever met or have reason to speak to that often, not for any reason, but he tends to deal with the tech side with Steve, and but the whole Higner family has grown tremendously. And I'm under no illusion that Jay has played a very big part in that, with his technical expertise and helping us to migrate to Blue Jeans. And before I know it, we've got meetings nearly every day of the week. And, you know, if we totted up all the different members that stroll in and out of the rooms, there's probably quite a few of us now. And we globally link to other meetings, and it's just gone whoosh. And it's, you know, it's quite a big concern now. And for me, I stepped back about 4 years ago. I still do fill in for service if I'm needed, but I stepped back from regular service to concentrate on. I was burnt out. I was turning into a bit of a service junkie, to be honest. I'd done it for 7 or 8 years, and I just lost my momentum. So I stepped back. I'm still the treasurer. And I started up one or two other projects using other social media platforms, which primarily are more geared at people whose drug of choice is alcohol than people whose drug of choice is narcotics. And I needed to go and do something different for a while. And I also needed to get my own life and my work balance back on track as well. And the way that it's grown, and all you great people who now come in here and do service, has allowed me to do that. And, you know, I'm incredibly grateful. There was a time when, you know, at the last minute, regularly getting phone calls, can you come and chair a meeting because there's nobody else in who knows what to do it, how to do it, or we haven't got the people with the required clean time to do it, and et cetera, et cetera. And those days now are gone. And that's all down to the people sat in this room tonight who have given their own time of service, and to people who aren't here tonight who do other meetings who also give service there. I log on to meetings now, and there's people chairing who I've never even bloody heard of, and they think I'm the newcomer, and I just sit here shaking my head laughing, thinking, if only you knew. But it's great. It's absolutely, it never ceases to amaze me how Higner has developed and grown from Steve and I getting really cross about various issues within NA globally, and we still do. We can still really fire up about the fact that they will not recognise online meetings as we both feel that they should, but that's a share for another time. and we're both very passionate about it. But it's Hignett, to me, has always been my baby. It's the one, and it's not, it's everybody's baby, but it's the one thing I've got involved in since I got clean that provides a service to help other people get clean that I truly am incredibly proud of, and I'm nearly in tears now. I really am incredibly proud of the way that it's gone on, it's grown, that it helps all you people. And if I died tomorrow, I died knowing that I've at least helped one addict in my life stay clean, and that was all I ever wanted to do. And I think it's really is an amazing a feat of 9 years worth of hard work. There's so many people that play a part in that, and there's people that have played a part and moved on to other pastures, and people that are still with us. And I'm very, very grateful to all of you. We have an amazing set of people, an amazing platform. And let's hope when we get to the decade next year, both Steve and I are still here, and we can do something really special for that. I've completely lost my thread now because I've gone on an emotional roller coaster journey with Hignett and how proud I am of it. And I am. And I'm very grateful to all you people that continue to come along and support it. So, on that note, I think I've probably done my 10 minutes and some, and I will hand back to Steve. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you, Debs.
Thanks, Deb.
Thank you, thanks, Deb.
Thank you,
thanks, Deb.
Glad you're here. Glad you're here.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Deb.
Deb. That was great, and I'm quite emotional tonight as well. And I haven't really made any kind of decision on how we're going to run this meeting tonight, other than the fact that I'd like to give people an opportunity to express whatever feelings they have about having been a part of these groups, and either done service or found them, kind of useful to their recovery. So I'm just going to actually open the floor for sharing and give people the opportunity to do that. So yeah, the topic is really tradition one, uni, and what that means. And with that, the floor is open. The meeting is yours, guys. Please share with us. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Steve.
Hi, my name's Chloe and I'm an addict.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi,
Hi, Chloe.
Chloe.
Hey,
Hi, Chloe.
guys. Hello. Thank you so much for your service. And Debs, thank you so much for that share. And thank you to you and Jay and Steve for setting these meetings up. It has been a lifesaver, as a single mum, and as someone who can't always get out to meetings, this has been everything for me, and it's been a massive lifesaver. And although I've kind of come in and out and I haven't always been a member, when I am working my program and when I'm in within this fellowship, it really, really has saved my life and helped me grow as a person and put me on this journey of self-discovery. And I will be eternally grateful. I love these meetings. They are my absolute favorite. I've been on other platforms, struggled with other platforms, but there's something about Hignett for me that is completely different, completely different. There's no ego. I know that you guys set it up, but you make it clear that it's everyone's meeting, and I love that. It's all about unity. And what I feel when I come in these meetings is nothing but, I just feel love. I genuinely believe that everyone in these meetings cares about each other. These meetings for me are the best ones. And that's why I keep coming back. So really, really grateful to be a part of it, and thank you for setting these meetings up for us. I'll leave it there. Thank you.
Thanks,
Chloe.
Thanks, Chloe.
Thanks, Chloe.
Hi, I'm Tara, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Tara.
Hi,
Tara.
Hi, Tara.
Yeah, thanks for that share, Debs. It's it was pretty amazing to hear kind of the backstory of Hignor. Yeah, just these meetings, like it's already been said, has really, really saved me. Like when I started coming to these meetings regularly, like my little girl was a few months old, I was really, really isolated. And I honestly do believe that I was like on the brink of relapse. I think if I hadn't have found these meetings, that, well, my daughter wouldn't have the life that she has today, and neither would I. And I was just, yeah, I just came into the meetings and I felt so much love from everyone. And that's just continued throughout the, I think it's 2 years that I've been doing Hignor meetings now. And my recovery has just gone from strength to strength, and that's thanks to these meetings and the people in it. Like, I couldn't have done any of this without you, and I'm so grateful that these meetings exist. Hang on. Sorry, I've lost my train of thought now. Yeah, I'll leave it there anyway. I just wanted to say I'm really grateful, and happy birthday, Hignor. Thank you.
Thanks, Tara.
Hi, everyone. I can't thank you enough for starting these Hignor meetings. You know, before the last lockdown started, I was really uncertain, deep feeling of uncertainty about what I was going to do. And my sponsor attends these meetings regularly. And she's like, no, try the Hignor meetings. And I was like, okay, you know. I've actually done more Hignor meetings than I've done face-to-face meetings in the past 3 years of my recovery locally. I enjoy it. This platform is just so simple and easy for me to feel comfortable with. I just want to thank you for your service. You know, I like to remind myself of what I was told when I first came around, and even though I'm still relatively new, I was told when I first came around, learn to listen, to listen, to learn, take cotton wool out of your ears and put it in your mouth. And sometimes I do that, you know, sometimes I share on these meetings, other times I don't. I love to soak up the accumulated recovery that are on these meetings. You know, it's fantastic. People from all over the world, various different experiences. It's such a rich environment to be in. So, yeah, I just wanted to reiterate what's already been said. Pass on my thanks to you all, and I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thanks, Tammy.
I'm Christina, I'm an addict.
Hi, Christine.
Hello, everybody. When I came along to the Hignor meetings, there was three a week. There was Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. And I've got to be 6, 7 years ago or something. I couldn't tell you, but these are the only meetings I've gone to for about 7 years. There are local meetings, local enough, you know, a short drive away that I could get to. But as has just been shared, you know, the recovery I hear there is not attractive to me. The recovery I hear here is, and, you know, I say it to Steve, and, you know, I'll say it to everybody, I don't think I would be alive if I hadn't found these meetings. I'm only a couple of years clean. The people like Steve and Deb and quite a few others know my story pretty well. I've been in and out. And, you know, I can honestly say that these meetings kept me alive until I was able to get clean. and to stay clean and to know and to believe that I can stay clean again. I do service at this group, and I'll go to a face-to-face meeting occasionally, but I know I'm not missing anything. I'm one of these people who's happy in my own company. I'm a bit of a loner. I rarely get lonely. Every now and again, you know, I do, and I enjoy seeing my friends when I see them. But my spiritual needs, my needs in recovery, are fulfilled from what I hear in these meetings. And so thank you, Steve, Deb, and Jay, and everyone else, those of us who do service at these groups. It is a lifesaver. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christine. My name's Tony. I'm an addict.
Hi, Tony.
Firstly, thank you, everyone, for the service on this special day at PIGMA. Thank you, Deb, for a recollection of how this started. But it's really interesting. I find the history of the fellowships very interesting. And I too am one of those people that disagree with the situation around NORs ignoring our online meeting. And I sort of went through a bit of a process with that, speaking to Steve and had communications, but I was first asked to come to these meetings by Jim B, because Jim being my sponsor, and obviously, and it took me a long time to actually come to these meetings, and I think it was mainly because of the service that I was doing in the real life meeting. You know, and I was actually part of the local fellowship, and I'll give an example. I didn't feel connected, but I felt that I needed to be part of, and being part of is about, for me, was about doing service to actually get to know people. But I found the group that I became a GSR in, that I wasn't part of that decision making things about taking to area, and it's like, this is what you need to do. I was a bit like, actually, do you think these are just coming through the door or something? I mean, because I've been around quite a while, and I've done a lot of service down in Devon and Cornwall over a 15-year period, for example. And I just felt that I wasn't part of that. And it wasn't until I talked to other members that it's much that way. So this week, and I did speak to my sponsor about this, I decided to make a little group for those individuals on the committee and stated that I was handing in my notes as GSR for that meeting. You know, not one of them has contacted me through that meeting, not one of them. So I felt more disappointed about that, that actually, you know, I'd done what I needed to do. However, I was also part of the NA Unity Day of Fundraising and all that stuff, yeah, which I found that those people I am connected to. And there's a great difference in the personalities. Although I know I do clash with certain personality types, I try my best to be responsible and respectful to those people, because I know that today other people's opinions count. It's not just my opinion, this is God's will, you know, and I try my best not to take that look back. But I've made a conscious effort now, and I think this is the 8th Pigna meeting I've been in 8 days, and that's the decision that I've chose to make, because I believe now at my age and the things that are going on for me is that I need to come to a meeting regularly where there's like-minded people that are willing to share their truth. That's the real thing for me. The real thing is about being able to share my truth openly and honestly as I am today within the group. You know, and if I choose to stay on afterwards and get some feedback, it's really cool. It's really cool. So I'd like to say thank you for Steve, Debs, and Jay. I know you come along a little bit later. I've spoken to Joe, although I'd like to at some point. Is thank you, you know, and it is about tradition one. I really love that you chose that today, Steve, because that's what the fellowship is all about. It's about us being able to be unified together, all as one. But I don't always feel that myself within me. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Glad you're here.
Floor is free, guys. Please jump in.
My name's Lisa. I'm an addict.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much, Debs, for your share. It was really great to hear you, hear your story and hear more about the beginning of Higna. I'm also really interested in the kind of history of all of these things, and I'm actually quite emotional. I feel really silly. I'm probably the newest member out of everybody here, so I always feel a bit like the kind of the newcomer, like a bit kind of like a dork, just no idea what's going on or anything. But one thing I know is that these meetings really have, they've saved my life, and I really mean that when I say that, because I always think I probably said a bit over dramatic, but I really do mean that. I live in Shetland, and there isn't any NA here. You know, 6 months ago, when I got clean, I did try to find help here in Shetland, and it was it was a bad time, obviously, with COVID and everything going on, but there was just no help, and it was really, really scary. And I was clean for 24 days before I found any, and it was the most terrifying days of my life, as I didn't know what to do, and I really couldn't find any help. And I found these meetings just by Googling help for, you know, somebody with suffering with addiction online. You know, I was just looking, and this is what came up. And I'm so glad that I actually just found the courage to come here and come to a meeting, because it really has turned so much around for me. You know, I was met with just the most amazing welcoming and just such acceptance and love from everyone. And everybody's just so kind. And I feel like I belong somewhere now. And it's just been really amazing. You know, I just don't really have the words to express how much these meetings mean to me. But, you know, just even being able to do bits of service now and help out, it just makes me feel useful and helpful. And, you know, I've not felt like that in a long time. And I just love everyone here. I love you guys so much. And thank you so much, everyone, for all of your service and for having this idea and starting this, you know, these meetings online, which is very much needed. And I really, really appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much. I'll pass.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
I'm a grateful recovering addict today. My name is Homeray.
Hi, Homeray.
Hi, everyone. And first of all, I want to thank my higher power for being clean today and being in a meeting. And this is the best place, this is where I belong. And I want to thank all you people that had the courage to start Higna Online. When I came back into my recovery, and that reading was absolutely perfect, and I'm going to speak a bit more about that, but I found I was struggling. I was going to physical meetings at that stage, but my higher power really took over because I got food poisoning and I desperately did want to stay clean. That was my desire. And I got the, I had been introduced, I'll never forget it, 12th of September was my recovery date, beginning of my recovery date in NA, because that was the day that I got back into NA. And my clean date is 4 October 2019. So I am a newcomer, yet I do have a lot of experience of the fellowship and the traditions and the steps, and the traditions are what binds us together as a fellowship. We come here because we are desperate to stay clean and find a new way to live. When I came back, because I got food poisoning and I wanted to do my 90 meetings, I started going to online meetings, and I was doing service at a UK NA, and eventually it didn't work out because it clashed with the traditions a lot. Okay, now I realize we all have our own ideas, but my personal experiences were I needed something stable. I couldn't get involved in politics, and because it can be a minefield in NA, in like tradition one says. And I had a lot of resentment when I came back, because I thought that the traditions weren't followed, and it was that I felt unwelcome because of my behavior. But I've learned from that. I really thank the people that was involved in that, and that it gave me a stronger recovery than I've ever had in my life. To me, I stay clean now on a daily basis because I am the addict, and I can pick up if I do not follow my program to the best of my ability. And with it comes helping other still suffering addicts inside and outside of the rooms. And because it was more practical for me, Higna eventually became my home group. Higna is where I do service. That is the only group that I do service to. I have got involved with translation service in South Africa, but as for me, Higna is the heart of my recovery today. And I thank all you people. Thank you, Debs, for your wonderful share. And thank you, everyone that keeps us alive and keeps on going, you know, through difficult times, through personality clashes, through everything. We have the unity is the most important, because without that, the individual addict may relapse and may die. And I feel blessed and fortunate to have found my higher power again, that has faith in me, God of my understanding, when I don't have any faith in myself. And I'm learning everything anew, because it's very personal to me, as it is all our higher powers and the way we understand God or whatever, you know. But For me, this lies in the steps and in the traditions of NA, and mostly to keep the doors open for the still suffering addict inside of the rooms and outside of the rooms, because none of us are perfect. We all are on a journey, or we're in a process of rediscovering our true natures and staying strong within ourselves and connecting with our own personal higher powers. And for me, it's a God-given program for us addicts to learn to live life clean with art. And it doesn't matter how much, where, when, or who with. It's what we want to do about our problem. And that is why we try and stay in the solution by practicing our whole program, steps and traditions, to the best of our ability on an individual basis. So I just want to thank everyone involved in this awesome fellowship of HIGNA, whom I love and adore, and is my home group, and it brings tears to my eyes, because with every beginning it comes out of the gift of desperation, as we've heard and as I have experienced myself. So thank you all for being here. Thank you very, very much. I'll leave it there. My name is Hilma Ray. I'm a grateful recovering addict today. Thank you.
Thanks, Hilma Ray.
Thank you, Hilma Ray. I guess go ahead, Jim.
Thank you, Steve. I'm Jim. I'm an addict.
Hi Jim.
I'm just blown away with this, really. Very emotional for me. Thank you so much, Debs, for sharing that history. I heard it. And Jay, for all the wonderful work you do. And it's strange, but the only person I've met face to face in these meetings is Steve, who actually came up to the old house I had before I moved into sheltered housing, and we had a meeting from that house. And he's also been up to see me at this my sheltered housing place here, and we did a meeting here. And like another staffer here said, these meetings saved my life. I mean, I, as people know in this meeting, I've had a few medical intrusions and on. I was getting housebound really when, I'm 70 years old, and that's another reason for these meetings, you know. Us addicts are getting old, you know. And also, I was getting housebound then, but I'm more housebound now. And these meetings literally, literally saved my life. You know, I had the opportunity of, I asked Jay and Steve and people if I could start an illness and recovery meeting, which we did, which is still on Thursday, and just doing little bits of service here on these meetings just makes me feel useful. And you don't know how important that is to me, you know. So I'm just so, so grateful tonight. And thanks, everybody, for here helping me stay clean for another day, which is, after all, what we do on a daily basis. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
It's always good to hear your voice, sweetheart.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
We're kind of at a point where we're going to do a clean time countdown. Oh, I posted the wrong bit. Have I done that? Okay. There it is. This just goes to prove that I'm as unmanageable as I've always been. Okay, guys, so yeah, we celebrate clean time in our meeting to claps and virtual hugs. So I'm going to ask if anybody in the meeting is celebrating a clean time milestone. Today, this week just gone for multiple years of recovery. Is anybody in the meeting today, this week, celebrating 18 months? Might want to turn off your video, Tara. Or is anybody in the meeting today, this week, celebrating 1 year? Or 9 months? Is anybody in the meeting today, this week, celebrating 6 months? Or 90 days?
My name's Lisa. I'm an addict. It's my last day.
Woohoo!
Lisa!
Fantastic.
Keep coming back, darling.
Keep coming back. Nice one. Is anybody in the meeting today, this week, celebrating 90 days? Or 60 days? Anybody in the meeting today, this week, celebrating 30 days? And most importantly, is this anybody's first meeting to refer as clean or less and looking for a new way of life? Please keep coming back, and congratulations everyone in this meeting tonight with a day clean. And there's a couple of ways you can get tags. You can go to the site and download them, or you can send us an email to meetings@hipaa.org.uk with your name and address, and we'll send them. So thank you for that, guys. And so I'm just going to open the floor again for sharing. So if anyone else would like to jump in and share about HIGNA or anything else that's affecting their recovery today, please feel free. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ellie. I'm an addict.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Ellie. I just want to thank everybody thanks, Steve and Jay and, you know, and Jim and Christine and, you know, people I met when I first came here. My very first online meeting, virtual meeting, was out of Sydney, and I think it might have been Jay or it might have been Steve that told me about the illness meeting at HIGNA, and I remember coming to that meeting. And later on, I took a service commitment, which was posting the readings, and for me it was an extremely important part of my recovery to have service, because I always had a service commitment when I went to face-to-face meetings. And for me, service is extremely important. It keeps me connected and plugged in, and then of course I got to meet so many other people, you know, whose names are off on the list. It's hard to speak. It's hard to talk. As you all know, I've been sick, and I finally will see a doctor, hopefully on Monday, and get this hopefully taken care of. I just want to thank you all for making these meetings possible. I couldn't do without them. So thank you. Love you guys.
Thank you, Ellie.
I'm
glad you're here.
Hi,
Steve, and I'm an addict.
Hello, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Hi, family.
Hi, Steve.
As everybody else has said, you know, just thanking everybody for the history of how this all started on here, and for being there at the start, you know. It takes me back to them times when we were doing these meetings, but we were just using text, and I'm dyslexic. By the time I said, "Steve, hello, I'm Steve, I'm an addict," the meeting was actually over, you know. And now it's changed, gone into blue jeans, and the service structure has helped thousands of addicts get recovery in isolated situations and with illness in recovery. someone said earlier about the desperation. I was desperate many years ago when I first come into recovery, and had quite a long time in recovery, very, very pleased and grateful in recovery with the face-to-face meetings. Then I moved to Wales and I came down with illness, and I fractured my neck, so I couldn't attend face-to-face anymore. And it was a dark period, you know, it was a desperate period of time. And I ended up ringing Jim and speaking to Steve and Jay and a few others. And like Jim said, you know, they set up their illness in recovery on Hygna, and, you know, I've been a part of that with the illness I suffer with. Sometimes I'm not on it, sometimes I am on it. But I've been around it all the way back to when Steve said, when it first started, you know. I've been a member of this, classed as a home group. You know, it's amazing that it stood the test of time. Especially, you know, like people said, we're not being ratified and stuff like that. I think it's quite ironic that, because of COVID situations and stuff like that, the people that said that we're not a meeting online have had to use the platforms of Zoom and BlueJeans and stuff like that via COVID in order to do their area and region meetings. And it's quite ironic, really, that they discount us as a meeting, but, you know, then they have to use the same platforms we use. This thing has definitely kept me alive, you know, being in front of a 5-inch screen when I can't get out due to illness, and I can't get to the face-to-face meetings that I was so used to going to. And I know through being in the illness in recovery that I am a part of this. You know, I'm not alone with it. There's people that suffer that can't get out, and they can't get, you know, mobile, you know, to do stuff. So we utilise what's available, which is this, you know. And if it wasn't for people like Jay and Steve and Debs, Jim, and many people that are on this meeting right now, it wouldn't have carried on. So it's a huge achievement. I hope and pray that it carries on, and people step into the breach, you know, to do service and carry this, you know, on, because it's so important for people. And it's amazing to hear that, you know, if you put in a cry for help in the internet, that, you know, you get forwarded to Hygna, which is absolutely amazing. That's based on the technology of today, you know. It's like, if you can't find a higher power, Google can help you. Google, the god of the internet. Yeah, happy customer. Grateful to be clean today. Grateful to be sat in this meeting. Seeing some old friends and some new friends. Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for keeping it going. Saves my life. And I know it saves many others. Thanks very much for listening.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah.
Good to hear you.
Good man. I'm an addict. My name's Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
I do remember in the early days of this meeting, there was like four, I think, at least four Steves in a meeting. Quite funny, because it would be like one after the other we'd share, and it was quite funny. Coffee pot and a resentment, that's the truth. That's how these meetings started. What Deb shared about the fact that we did service a different set of groups for a little while, and we wanted to be autonomous and they wouldn't let us be. So we said, fuck you, we're going off and we're going to go and do it ourselves, because we felt that that was important, that we needed to be autonomous and be able to have a say in the way that we were run and how we were set up and the kind of way that our meetings, you know, needed to work, you know. And I brought a little bit of experience with me when I first came here to these meetings with kind of knowing what was right, really, I guess, you know, believing in tradition one and how important that was, but also believing all the other traditions and how important they were, you know, that we should be self-supporting and that we should kind of do the right thing and carry the message in the way that I understood it to be carried. not in a very confused kind of odd way that it was at that time, you know. And there were actually four of us. There was four of us at the very beginning. Our technical guy at the time, a guy called Simon, he's a recluse, still is. He's a very ill man, sadly. I speak to him now and again. But he was the person that was responsible for setting up our website and or helped set up our website right in the very beginning. And it's just gone on and on and on and on. And, yeah, my memory at a turn of events is not as good as it used to be. That's a sign of age. As a consequence of being clean for a few years is that I sometimes kind of get a bit, you know, it's a bit hazy. And the early days of this fella, of these meetings was a bit like that. We were all very busy and it was all going on, you know, and I'd come out of being quite ill and I'd gone back to work and I was incredibly busy and I was trying to set a meeting up where I was anyway. And I was doing a lot. I was doing service at the UK and A region for a while and traveling around a lot and kind of just, yeah, it is what it is, you know. But I'm just so fucking incredibly grateful, you know, what came out of the four of us all in isolated places for various different reasons. We're able to actually create something out of that, which was actually a bad taste in the mouth, to be honest. We were treated really badly. We have been treated really badly for years as a group. And later on, as we've become more than just one group, you know, that has continued, and that's a fight that's gone on one way or another, although I've kind of mostly let that go these days. You know, I could care less, really, because, you know, I see everyone in these meetings and you know, hear what's going on. And I think it's really important for me to think that, well, you know, if I get run over by a bus tomorrow, God forbid, that these meetings will continue because the strength is there, the unity is there, the fellowship is there, the family is there, the, you know, the love and care that we give each other is there. And, you know, that's grown. That's you guys. That's nothing to do with me, Debs, or anybody else. That's you. You know, that's what you've brought to these groups. That's what you've brought to these meetings, you know, and I'm just blown away by it on a regular basis and humbled by it on a regular basis. You know, and I love you all, guys. I really do. No, thanks for that's enough from me. Thank you for letting me share. I'm going to get emotional if I carry on. No harm in that, but I do feel emotional about this. It's been a part of my life for a long time, part of my recovery from a long time, and so have all of you. And I'm just so grateful that people have turned up and said, yeah, we can do that. And they've got on and done it. And I love you all for that too. And you know who you are. So I just, you know, like I think I try and say at the end of the meeting, every meeting is thank you for everybody that does service to the Highlands Islands groups and Narcotics Anonymous and everyone here, because without you all, these wouldn't happen. And I need them, and I know that other people need them. So thank you for letting me share, and I'm going to throw the floor open again, guys. Please jump in. Thank you. Allowing
thank
me to serve.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Hi, Mark.
I'd just like to go over what's been said, really. I'd just like to thank, you know, Steve, Debs, everyone else who's been involved in getting this started. You know what I mean? I've been coming to Hickler for long. But I think since I've been coming, my recovery's taken on a new depth sort of thing. My, you know, my spirituality, my mental health, my, you know, my illnesses, I don't have to keep them all in the dark sort of thing. You know, I'll go to a face to face meeting and speak about anything. It doesn't bother me. But what does bother me is when you see the glass in the over of people's eyes, and it's just like, you know, that there's no understanding there. But I know I can come here and talk about anything, and I can get identification, and I can get support with them issues. And that's why I feel my recovery is becoming rich sort of thing, because, you know, I struggle with illnesses and I struggle with people. Man, I struggle with people. And, I mean, I easily like I said, when I see that, people's eyes start glazing over and, you know, people laughing or whatever when I'm talking about sort of certain stuff, that really affects my spirit, you know what I mean? And that cuts me off meetings then, and I don't go to many meetings and my recovery suffers, and I don't feel like that here. I mean, I've come for the last week as well, I think it's about a week at every meeting. I've enjoyed every meeting, you know what I mean? I especially like the inner speaking, because I mean, I need identification with my illnesses, because I can make myself feel different or separate from other people, but I don't do that enough. And I've had experience at a fellowship for a number of years, and you know, I've done service at different levels and whatever, and I've loved learning about how it works and why it works. And I quite like the feeling of being connected to something that's a bit rebellious. I think that must be a bit of my old sort of, you know what I mean, the old Mark sort of thing. I was always a rebel at heart, you know what I mean? And I was quite happy to wear a Higna badge on my chest sort of thing nowadays. I mean, I've got a sponsee, and I'm trying to get her to come on to here. And I keep sort of testing the water with her. I'm sure she will eventually. I know this is where she needs to come to. She's got similar issues to me and similar issues that I've heard sharing at this meeting. I'm not going to go on any further, but I'd like to say thank you for the welcome I've received at these meetings. Thank you to the people that started them. Yeah, that's me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. Still have time left, guys. Floor is still open.
Jane Lovett.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane. Yeah, thank you. I'm really, really tired, I have to say, and I can't find my words, but just want to say thank you so much. I came here, it must have been about 3 years ago. It was after Debs had kind of taken a step back. So for me, I started going to the Australian meetings and the Higna meetings at roughly the same time, and I was in a really bad way, and the stability of the meetings and the welcome that I got, and I don't know, it just really saved my life. You know, as I'm kind of lying here, I'm just thinking of things that I could say, but I'm just really, really grateful to you guys, and I'll leave it there. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you,
Jane.
And Kim, I see you have your hand up. Would you like to share with us? Hello, Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
I came on late.
We can't hear you very well. You're a long way from your mic.
Okay, can you hear me better?
Awesome. Hello.
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 Okay. I came on late. I'm sorry, I missed the speaker. I wanted to hear today about the history of Higna. So you'll have to tell me privately later. You'll all have to call me privately. I am so happy that I found you all, and I found the Higna meeting, because they're helping me. I have been suffering with an illness. The pandemic wasn't liking in person. When people ground themselves with cologne and body spray down the front of their body, I have an allergic reaction to it. So I can't go to in-person meetings and get hugged by people, because if they hug me, then it transfers onto the front of my clothing, and then I'm carrying around with me what I'm allergic to. So I actually liked that the pandemic caused me to find online meetings. And then in my area, the Higna meeting was listed, and so I went on it one day, and I absolutely loved it. And I've been coming back since in the last month. I try to find as many Higna meetings as I can. And it really is saving my life. It really is changing. I am getting a better perspective on things by listening to the members of the meeting. Being isolated, I was going down a rabbit hole in my own head of misery, and there's a big change in how I think and feel. Now, I knew that Narcotics Anonymous could always do that for me, but because I wasn't feeling it in the in-person meetings, I was losing that perspective. So I can't thank all of you enough for being here, and love to talk to all of you later. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
Thanks, Kim.
Okay, guys, we do have some minutes left of sharing time, so perhaps someone else would like to jump in and share, and if anyone would like to. Would anybody like to jump in and share? Who hasn't had the opportunity?
Well, I'm Debs and I'm an addict. I started, so I may as well finish. Nobody else wants to jump in.
Hi, Debs.
I just wanted to... I had an amazing evening. I've really enjoyed listening to what everybody's had to say. It's kind of unreal, and it makes you feel quite humble, I think, and I'm sure Steve will agree with me on that tonight. You sit here and think that all your initial hard work was worth it, and that should apply to all of you that come in and do service. It's not just about me, Steve, and the other guys that set it up and have run it for a long time. It's about all you people that have taken over, setting up different groups under the Higna platform and make those things work. I just wanted to actually pick up on something Steve said, which is incredibly important, and God knows how I missed it because he's a very dear friend of mine. But there is a guy right at the beginning that was called Simon. He still is called Simon. And as Steve said, he's a very sick person, and he's a virtual recluse. He's a lovely, lovely man. Without him, we wouldn't be sat here. We wouldn't be in the format that we are. You know, Higna as you know it now, it would probably be a very different thing altogether, and who knows what would have happened to it. And he played a fundamental part in it all. We couldn't have set the groups up without him initially. I haven't spoken to him for a long time, but he's very much in the thoughts of those of us that know him, and I know I speak for Steve and the other people that were here at the beginning when I say that we are, you know, our gratitude remains with him and always will remain with him. Anyway, I will leave it there because I can see the clock ticking down. Thank you, and thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Debs.
Thanks, Debs.
Anybody else like to just quickly jump in and have like a chance to share?
I'm Spider, I'm an addict.
Hello, Spider.
Hi, Spider.
Just jumping in to thank everybody for their service. Jay introduced me to y'all about 2.5 years ago, and now you've become, as far as I'm concerned, an intricate part of my life. It really made a difference for me to connect with you all, because my program was waning, and being able to sit in meetings with you and some other folks have made it to where I look forward to going to meetings, and I average most days 2 to 3 meetings a day now. It's just, I know what to tell you. I'm very grateful, and I'm very happy that I've got to meet you. So I'm going to leave it there. And this is the only place where I've heard the term "you people" not be a derogatory term. Thanks.
Thank you, Spider.
Thank you, Spider.
Good man, Spider. Good man. Thank you.
Oops. Okay, guys, we have now come to the end of sharing time, but not quite the end of the meeting. So I'm going to circle the wagons in the usual way, which is to jump into Tradition 7, passing the virtual pot. In keeping Tradition 7, every any group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. And if you'd like to make a contribution and you're in the UK, there's a couple of ways you can do that. You can either put money in the bank, sort code and account number are there. Alternatively, if you're outside the UK, you can like to make a contribution, you can go to the Tradition 7 buttons at the bottom of the guidelines or about as pages of the website, and the guidelines link is there. And all contributions made to those accounts are not used to support the group, are used to help carry the message to the still suffering addict. Thank you. And only just brief announcement, usual one, is to remind people that we do have a business meeting, and it will be this next month on the 30th at 2:30 in the Wednesday, once at 1 p.m. meeting room. So the links to that is there. All are welcome. Come along, see how we manage to try and make this all work. Okay, so thank you, guys. And just to finish off in the usual way, well, please ask someone to read We Do Recover for us.
Hi, I'm Tara, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Tara.
Hi, Tara.
We do recover. When at the end of the road, we find that we can no longer function as a human being, either with or without drugs, we all face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? There seems to be this alternative, either go on as best we can to the bitter ends, jails, institutions or death, or find a new way to live. In years gone by, very few addicts ever had this last choice. Those who are addicted today are more fortunate. For the first time in man's entire history, a simple way has been proven itself in the lives of many addicts. It is available to us all. This is a simple spiritual, not religious program known as Narcotics Anonymous.
Thank you, Tara.
And we do have an anonymity statement in this meeting. It's Tradition 12. Anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all our traditions. They're reminding us to place principles before personalities. Tradition 12 tells us that anonymity is one of the core principles of our program. We would ask that when attending our meetings, we will do our best to remember that gossip can be very damaging to our fellowship and individual members. Who you see here, what you hear here, when you leave here, please let it stay here, but please carry the life-saving message away with you when you leave. And other online meetings are available around the world. Please see our group website, hygna.org.uk, and there's lots of good stuff on there. And you can also go to www.virtual-na.org. Both of those sites are linked, and they list meetings in whatever time you are in the world, in your local time, so worth checking out. And if you're in the UK or you'd like to try other online meetings in the UK, you can go to ukna.org/online for links and details to many more. So thank you for that. It just really remains for me to thank everyone for being here. Thank you to everyone who shared. Thank you for everyone who does service to these meetings and makes them what they are. I'm incredibly grateful for that. I think for me, rather than sing happy birthday, I'd like to spend a moment of thought for the still suffering addicts in and out of these rooms, and for those that have been with us that aren't with us anymore, and maybe those yet to come, who haven't had the opportunity to hear the life-saving message of freedom from and hope from active addiction that we've all found by applying the steps and principles of this program to our lives on a daily basis. For those who would care to join us in the wee version of the Serenity Prayer, using the word God as you understand him or it to be God.
God.
Coming back, logging on.
Working, 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 working.